now this is a dictation for Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, May 1447, addressed as a letter to Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Cisco, S-I-S-E-O, at Saginaw, VA, 321-4085. Dear Mrs. Cisco, follow-up for Mr. Miller, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, ischemic cardiomyopathy, last visit in October. Denies vomiting dysphagia, however, has lost weight from 166 to 155. Says to be eating well. No diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no cloudiness or blood. Uses CPAP machine at night as well as oxygen 2 liters. No problem arterial hemoptysis. Stable disease and activity as well as at rest. He's careful with salt and fluid. Denies syncope, denies chest pain palpitation. He has chronic nasal congestion. No gross pruritus, no major sneezing, no bleeding. No major cough or sputum production. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight. Metoprolol and high dose of Lasix, 60 twice a day for blood pressure control. Diabetes cholesterol management, off dimethylazone, next paragraph, blood pressure 116 over 73, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, able to speak in full sentences, no speech problems. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, December creatinine 1.9, and that will be baseline. GFR 35, stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, without progression, no indication for dialysis. No symptoms to suggest uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or decompensation of volume overload. Next number is chemical cardiomyopathy with very low ejection fraction. Next number, blood pressure in the low side from advanced heart failure. Next number, mitral regurgitation. Next number, tricuspid regurgitation. Next number, right-sided heart failure, moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next number, sleep apnea on treatment. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stents, clinically stable. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, no active ulcers or claudications. Next number, likely diabetic nephropathy. Next paragraph comments, I do not see an indication for dialysis. Back in July last year, ejection fraction was in the 15-20%. He's been careful with salt and fluid, tolerating a high dose of diuretics. No evidence of progressive or evolving cardiorenal syndrome. I did not change any of the pressing medications. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Come back on the next 3-4 months.